coming up with morning sports, but then of course it's 7:20. We do not take a holiday break here. We do not. Alden Davis is here, and it's time to go to school. Alden, by the way, travels the world, as a matter of fact. Middle East,
yeah.
St. Louis, a little different
working
there.
Working with great. Yeah, slightly different there.
Yeah, you know, Sacramento.
Yeah.
You know, this guy gets serious dollars.
Helping people.
For basically, yeah, working with organizations and what. And so we're bringing some of this to you on Saturday morning. We all face our challenges, and this is a little way for you to make yourself self-improvement, I guess.
It is. The holidays can be a wonderful time of anticipation and gifts. You've already received an amazing gift, and everyone listening has one. This gift can change your life if you know how to operate it.
Okay.
Want a head start? Print off today's handout at myvalutree.com and be ready right after Weather and Sports.
And donuts from Luke's in West Avon. Welcome back, Ali. It's 7:13 on WTIC News Talk 10A. It's kind of a neighborly kind of place. You know, people go in there and have coffee.
Little bell rings when you walk in.
Maybe a little donut or something. Yeah. Nice time. It's cozy today. I'm sorry. 7:22 WTIC. All right. We've now been fueled on our donuts, and we're ready to go. Alden Davis is here, and ladies and gentlemen, it's time for what we lovingly call Star Power.
That's right. The holidays are upon us, and what a wonderful time. It can be so much planning and preparing to make it a memorable event. Coach knows that most of you are pretty good at doing this, less the errant few who will get totally crunched waiting till there's no time or choice left.
You talking to me?
You are good at seeing a possible future and planning for it. You can extend your thoughts to more than the immediate moment and create a future that pleases you. You want to do something nice for the special people in your life. You know that it is date sensitive. You manage your time so that gifts are ordered with enough time to arrive. You pick out recipes for special dishes that you know will please people. You allow time to put up decorations and get out invitations. You are demonstrating that you have the skills of goal setting and planning. You are making use of the greatest gift you have ever received, your mind. This is at the heart of our Star Power coaching sessions, and as we transition into 2013, it will be the focus of our attention. A great book to add to your library is The Strangest Secret by Earl Nightingale. It is a quick read with powerful insight, and it is the simplicity of message that makes it available to all, yet missed by most. You can download an MP3 of Earl reading it by following the link posted for you at myvalutree.com.
Nice.
Earl was no stranger to success. He studied success and was successful himself. And the secret he discovered is, we become what we think about. Napoleon Hill came to the same conclusion, distilling the science of success. Thoughts are things. Now, neither man is talking about wishful thinking. They are talking about our ability to direct the energy of our bodies to accomplish things, desirable or undesirable. Picture two ships having just left port. The first ship has a captain, a destination, navigation charts, and supplies. Except for unforeseen circumstances, they will reach their port of call. The other ship has no destination, no captain, no charts, and no preparation. They are just out there going with the flow. Are you surprised when that ship ends up crashed on the shoals? Why is your life any different? People equipped with a mind, a destination, a plan, and preparation increase their likelihood of getting where they want. The future conspires with those people who have an exciting and vibrant picture of their future. Ed Locke is considered to be the pioneer in goal-setting theory. He became a specialist in the field of organizational psychology and is touted as the most published in the field. His research shows that goal setting positively impacts performance. The more specific the goal and the more intensely it is desired, the higher the probability of achieving it. If you doubt this, just get to know our local role model, Curtis Robinson.
Oh, yeah.
He shows up in Hartford as a teenager in 1958, spends the first few nights in Bushnell Park, and today he's donating wings at St. Francis Hospital.
Yep.
Curtis understands the power of his mind. In 1958, one might say the deck was stacked against him, but he knows how to unleash the power of his thoughts and move them into action with hard work and effort. If you go back through our Star Power archives, you will see that Coach is equipping you with the tools to help you get into action. But you gotta want it. No will, No plan, no control. You get what life chooses to give you. Thank you, Ray, for Saturday morning coaching, because we want more than the scraps off life's table. I know you're consumed getting ready for the holidays. You are visualizing the moments of happiness. You are planning your time, and you're busy. In the midst of taking care of everyone else, please focus a little attention on how you want 2013 to turn out. The year is going to happen. Will you demand anything from it? Please get today's handout to focus your thoughts. Coach calls it Five to Thrive, an integrated set of goals to focus your mind. We'll go over these in more detail in future sessions, but let me introduce them to you today. First, becoming more you. What can you do this coming year to stand out from the crowd, to make yourself more unique and desirable? Second, gain control. What is in your life that you need to master this year? What must you do to grow professionally and retain your position? Third, reduce a self-imposed limit. Star Power is about thriving in uncertain times, and real obstacles are plentiful. Please do not miss opportunities due to self-imposed limits. Where's the fear? Challenge it. What are faulty assumptions that you carry around? Toss them. This is the year to conquer a fear. Pick one and crush it. We will not be controlled by fear.
Darn yeah.
Fourth, grow. Set a goal to extend yourself into a new area. Be able to do more because you learned more. This could be the year to get back in school, learn to fish, ride a bike, dance. Fifth, keep strong. Set a goal for your own nourishment. In 2013, it's going to continue to test us, and we need to stay strong. Physically, emotionally, spiritually, intellectually, what must you do to take care of yourself and stay strong? Give this good thought and set the goal. You can make a difference in your life by getting control of your thoughts. Remember the strangest secret. We become what we think about. Please stop by myvaluetree.com and get today's handout and listen to Earl. 2013 will be great. Have blessed holidays. I'm Coach Davis.
Well, aren't you nice?
It's good. Five to Thrive right here. Here's your copy.
I've got one.
Yeah. An integrated set.
Okay, so all that stuff you're talking about, it's right there. It's all right there.
It's a powerful set. Don't let the simplicity deceive
you. No, because then you can, build a framework upon this.
This is exactly right.
Upon this. This is just your basic. This is the bare bones. And then you flesh it out from there. Why am I doing? There it is. I keep hitting this button and turning. I'm sorry. It's nothing. don't take it personally.
We need to run a workshop on this is what we need. People need to focus. 2013, there are going to be successful people, but you got to have
a plan.
There
always are.
Yeah. You got to have a plan.
And I think we spend a lot of time figuring out, what's going to happen to us as opposed to dealing with it. So
we're done with that.
We're done with that?
No fear. Okay. We're driving on.
By the way, that ship with no pilot, no game plan,
did that sound familiar?
Well, no. I mean, is this kind of like the Eastern way of looking at things, where it's just kind of like fate, where you just kind of set out and, let life take you?
There are definitely two camps of thought, deterministic and I have no choice.
Yeah.
And this is, you do have a bit of control in charting your life.
Well, that's always been the battle. I mean, basically between determinism and basically fate, I guess.
Yeah. I believe this is like a giant sandbox.
Predetermined. Yeah.
Yeah, no. We've been predetermined to have a great life. We've been predetermined to have a great mind.
Darn right.
Go for it.
Okay, then. Thank you.
Happy holidays. It's going to be wonderful.
Absolutely. It's a 7:30.